No. Is it's that still not working. No, it's still not working.
Ben Lawrence! Hey, man.
What's happening? How's it going?
Oh, well, you know, it's Thursday. It's 6 o'clock my time, 4 o'clock your time.
Indeed, indeed.
I say it's time to do a podcast.
Yes, it is. So you want to do one?
So,
or you want to just, you know, call it a day?
No, let's do one.
You sound excited.
I have a No, I have a plan.
Okay.
I'm not sure if it's going to work or not, but there's a guy on Twitter named Trumpet Cake who I follow.
Okay.
And it may or may not be his birthday, and I said, "Is it your birthday? Ask me a question." And so he might ask me a question. If so, I will give you the question.
Okay.
So we are on a Trumpet Cake question watch.
Countdown to Trumpet Cake question.
Yeah, but so far, nothing. I just asked him a few seconds ago, though, so yeah. Who knows. How are things with you, Ben? How have things been since I last spoke to you?
Things are good. The reason last week's episode was so late getting out, I didn't put it online until Tuesday, was because immediately after recording my podcast with you, I had to run to Annex and buy 3 floor fans to put in the theater because it was going to be a hot day and we had a show that night.
Oh, right.
And then, right after like assembling 2 out of the 3 of the fans, I had to go to Wallingford and record 3 episodes of the Perfect Bound podcast. and then once I was finished recording 3 episodes of the Perfect Bound podcast, I had to go home and actually had to produce one of them and schedule it to go live on Monday because first thing, and so I was up until like 2 o'clock, because first thing Friday morning, I was picked up by Blair and one of her friends, and we drove out to Roche Harbor, which is on San Juan Island, to go to a wedding.
Wow.
So actually,
your friend or Blair's friend?
It's Blair's friend. Blair's like a good friend from college.
Oh, nice.
And yeah, so we'll
definitely more important than our podcast.
Friday we get out there and it's the rehearsal dinner. And then
nice.
So Saturday, the wedding was actually on Saturday. And then Sunday.
Now can I ask you a question about the rehearsal dinner?
Yeah, ask me a question.
Did you just show up for the dinner?
I was only there for the dinner. Blair was actually in the wedding. She was a bridesmaid.
Okay, well,
so
there you go.
She had to be there for the actual rehearsal. I just tagged along to take advantage of the free food and beer.
That is something that I also noticed, was that the rehearsal dinner, lots of people showed up that weren't actually rehearsing the wedding.
Yeah.
So lots of times it's like a pre-reception kind of,
if
you will.
It is. It's weird. It was, aside from it being like more casual dress, it was pretty much, and like the food was a buffet as opposed to like the actual wedding dinner was like a served meal. Actually, no, that's not true. I'm totally lying. The wedding dinner buffet was a buffet too. Like the only difference was the location and how well people are dressed between the rehearsal dinner and the wedding dinner.
As the son of a preacher man, I was raised by the Goodies, and as the tag along, I often got to go to I went to many rehearsal dinners.
Yeah.
Because my dad was going to be there,
right?
And we didn't really have a sitter or whatever. But then when he remarried, I think less of that happened. Then we were in a small community and everyone went to the wedding often. I don't know. It was weird. No, those days are a blur, Ben. I'm not exactly sure what happened.
Well,
but I think it's something like that.
Yeah. So just to briefly finish up Sunday, yes, we left San Juan Island and went to Victoria, BC on Vancouver Island.
I've been to Victoria,
yeah,
BC.
It's a nice town. I hadn't been there since I was a kid, and Blair wanted to have a vacation day after this whole weekend wedding thing that she had to participate in. So we went to Victoria because I hadn't been there in a while, and I actually had forgotten how big of a tourist town it is. Lots of tourists.
Oh, yeah. It's huge tourist town.
It's huge. So we stayed there Sunday night. And then Monday, we went to the Royal BC Museum, which is pretty cool. They have a mammoth exhibit. If you're in the Victoria area, go to the Royal BC Museum and go see the mammoth exhibit.
And, wow.
And then, so Monday, we came home. And I didn't get home Monday night until about, I don't know, 10 o'clock. So that's why our podcast didn't get released until Tuesday, because that was the first chance I had to work on it.
That's amazing, because you still worked on it pretty speedily then. Here I was sitting around going, boy, I guess the new format, Ben's really taking a hard hard look at it and deciding maybe he doesn't want to, maybe he's just putting it off because he can't handle it.
I just can't bear to work on it.
Well, now I understand. It was the whole sting at the beginning that I had you come up with. Here, just get the best out of the thing that we did that you didn't like at all. It worked out. I thought it sounded okay.
I think it's pretty funny. Like that? No, that's not even close.
Oh, hey, by the way, you might hear my daughter is practicing her bells in the background.
Yeah, I thought I heard something.
Yeah, so that might even... just imagine that you're being transported to the land of make-believe.
So,
listeners at home,
Paul Goody.
Because you are.
Paul Goody.
Yes, Ben.
How was your weekend?
Oh, you know, my weekend was pretty good. There was another fire that I went to.
Fire?
A friend of mine likes to burn things.
Ah, gotcha.
And,
Is he an arsonist? So he invited you to some random house in a neighborhood?
He is not an arsonist, but he is a, pyrophile?
Pyromaniac?
I don't know what you would call it. Oh, yeah. There you go. He loves fire, and he has a fire pit that he built specifically to set fires in.
Excellent.
And it's pretty nice.
Pyrophile also, sounds less illegal than pyromaniac.
Indeed, right?
Yeah.
And then also my wife, Jennifer Pratt, who you know.
Who I've met.
Is teaching someone acting. She is an acting coach for someone.
Oh, really?
And she just received word that that person got the role that they were auditioning for. And no callback.
Oh, so just one audition for a role?
Yep, just the audition.
Excellent.
So there you go.
Is this like a local a play there in St. Louis?
It is a high school play.
Okay.
In the high school that I went to. And get this. The drama teacher from when I was going to that high school is still the drama teacher.
Hey, what do you know?
I gotta go and say hi to her. I haven't in ever. But I really should.
Well, my high school...
she's great.
My high school teacher, my high school drama teacher, Mr. Bennett, probably would not... I doubt he's still teaching high school drama. But if it were, I doubt he would remember me.
That's too bad. She'd remember me, I think.
Yeah.
I am a pretty goofy kid, or was a pretty goofy kid, which, you know, attracts people.
You probably were. I did my best to blend into the wallpaper during school.
And how did that work out for you? Pretty well?
Well, it's hard getting the glue off of my back and hard breathing out of that. But anyway, otherwise, I think it worked.
Ah, Ben, that's the stuff. I'm a happy guy now. So, yeah, I guess we should get around to the question, did anyone write in to the queue?
No, nobody did.
Too bad.
First off, before we do that, let's review the questions from last week, shall we?
Yes, all right. That is the plan. Reviewing the questions last week. Again, the question sent in by my wife.
Okay.
And notice I didn't do, I pulled back from it.
I know you were.
You almost
went there, but I can tell that you...
I didn't.
Yeah.
I showed restraint.
Congratulations.
Speaking of showed restraint, my wife. So anyway, let's go with it.
So
how'd we do?
Question number one from last week. What is the infield fly rule? We got that mostly right. Now I said that if there's a pop fly and runners on base, it's an automatic infield fly. That is not true. the if there are runners on first and or second, and there is less than two outs, then the umpire can call it. The umpire has to call it. It's not automatic.
Ah, okay.
And it is, but
well, you carried that one, really.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't,
so basically the gist of it is to keep one player from pulling a double or triple play on their own maliciously.
Yes.
Anyway, so we got that mostly right. I'm gonna say we got that one right.
Okay.
So number two, what is a Saxon and how does it become Anglo? Now, you said that I forgot what you said. What was your explanation?
I thought it was language based. I thought that it wasn't exactly language based. What I said was that Anglo-Saxons eventually merged into what the English that we speak has its roots in both the Anglo and the Saxon.
Yeah.
Realm, and that like all the dirty words, quote unquote, are Saxon words.
Gotcha.
And some simple words, also like I don't know. I think like a house or meat or something. Like any of the short words are Saxon,
right.
And the longer words are Anglo, and the two groups kind of merged together.
I said
and became Anglo-Saxons.
Yeah, that's right.
You were more of a geography.
Yeah, I said it was regional. I said it was basically Saxons living in the Anglo area. Now, to like simplify it incredibly. Now, but the question was, how did a Saxon become Anglo? Now, I looked this up because that was my homework, and I don't. And I actually wrote a bunch of stuff down, but I left it at my house, and so I'm gonna have to review this from memory, but.
Oh, man. Okay.
There was a certain year where the leader of England, or what was then England, he was trying to protect his country from invaders from the Scottish area. Not exactly the Scottish, but people who lived in like North UK, Scotland area. And he invited people that lived in what was then Germany, in the Germanic area, to what is now England, to help deter this invasion. And now the people who moved from the Germanic people who moved to the UK became Anglo-Saxons. And that is, so I was kind of right, but it was based in a wrong premise.
You know, it sounded, you were kind of, because here's the thing, right?
Yeah.
If you remember, you said Anglo-Saxon was like you were Saxons, but then you moved.
Yeah, you were a Saxon who moved to the Anglo
area. And then you were Anglo-Saxons. And I said, you're basically saying African-American, but in reverse,
right,
kind of.
Right, right. So,
or whatever. And that turned out to kind of be correct?
So it turned out kind of be correct, but I really didn't really know what I was talking about. But after learning the details, so it's between like, when the Germanic people were asked over to the UK to help protect from invaders from the north until the Norman conquest. Now, technically, and again, I am doing this all from memory. Technically, the Anglo-Saxons left with the Norman conquest of England.
They left.
Well, that they didn't leave. That was the end of the Anglo-Saxon period. They were probably still there.
Oh, okay.
But they were no longer were Saxons going. No longer were Saxons becoming Anglo at that point.
All right. Well, I'm gonna say we didn't get that one.
Yeah,
right.
I'm gonna say we didn't get that one.
Although
right.
We kind of touched around.
Yeah.
The area of it.
Number three. How long should you wait for sunscreen to take effect, and how often should you reapply it? Now, your answer was you should never go out into the sun, so this question is irrelevant.
Yes, exactly.
My
stay inside, everybody.
My answer was sunscreen takes effect immediately, and you should reapply it only as often as the strength of your SPF or if you go into the water. Now, I was wrong. Sunscreen takes 15 to 20 minutes to take effect. And regardless of the SPF, you should reapply once at the half hour mark after going into the sun, and then once again every 2 hours you are in the sun.
All right, so that's, yeah, I wouldn't have gotten that right. So let's break it down. I apply sunscreen.
Yeah.
I wait for a half hour or 15, 20 minutes.
Roughly.
And then I go outside.
Yeah.
And I'm dancing around, doing my thing. And then I, because that's what
that's
I do
what
when
you
I
do
go
when
outside,
you're outside,
I guess. And then reapply it after a half hour.
Correct.
And then don't have to apply it again for another 2 hours?
Correct.
So what's the... I thought you were saying that the SPF...
So here's... Here's...
Yeah, because I thought...
Here's a clarification.
You had a sort of time-based thing on
that,
too. Yeah,
now here's a clarification on that. The the strength of the sunscreen does not apply to how long it stays on your skin. Those are two different properties.
Right. But and that I understand. But what does the SPF stand
it's,
for?
Oh,
what does it mean?
SPF. Here's another Ben and Paul get it wrong. Solar protection factor, maybe?
Okay.
Something.
But what does it mean, I guess?
The stronger it is, the less UV rays reach your skin.
Okay.
And the UV rays...
Are the numbers just arbitrary?
Well, I mean, they might be. I don't know. But the larger the number, the stronger it is. So if you're pasty white like me and you put on SPF 5 and I spend all day in the sun, I'm probably going to get a little sunburned. Or suntanned, even if I reapply as directed. Now, if I put on SPF 30 to 50, it's probably not going to affect me, except on those places that I miss.
So here's a question, Ben.
Yeah.
Vampires, SPF, since nobody's asked this any questions, I'm going to throw out a question
Do
here.
Do it.
Would sunscreen protect them? From even if, because this is what made me think about it, right? You said that even if 5 would protect you a little bit, you'd still get burned, right?
Yeah.
So if a vampire put on SPF 50, let's say, even if they would eventually burst into flame, would it save them for a little bit?
Well, That is assuming that the reason a vampire bursts into flames is because of the UV spectrum.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Because
there we go. And so that's going to depend on, I'm sure there is a vampire like mythos in some movie or somewhere where that is the case.
Right.
But it's not always the case.
Yeah, and I am,
you know,
I'm not knowledgeable on every single vampire mythos, so I'm not going to give an answer on that.
Can I tell you what my favorite vampire movie has been?
What's your favorite vampire movie, Paul?
Near Dark, starring Lance Henriksen.
I don't know that one.
Look it up. Yeah, oh, it's great.
I just recently
It's one of my favorites.
I just recently saw
Bill Paxton's in it too.
Oh, okay, I'll check it out. Well, you had me at Lance Henriksen. But
yeah.
I just recently saw What We Do in Shadows, which is a...
Hey, wait a second. Just really quick. Weren't Lance Henriksen and Bill Paxton both in Aliens? They were. But, however, let's talk about What We Do in the Shadows, because holy cow, what a great movie.
Yeah, it's really great.
It is so funny. Yes. Those New Zealand guys sure know how to do a funny thing.
Yeah, one of the... So if you don't know this movie, it's basically written and directed by one half of Flight of the Conchords, Jermaine Clement.
Oh, no. I got to stop you. And I can't look it up, darn it.
No, I know his name, and he's who I'm going to say next.
No. Jermaine Clement is in it, but the guy who wrote it and directed it is a different guy.
Taika Waititi.
Wait a second. He's not half a Flight of the Conchords.
No. Jermaine Clement was half a Flight of the Conchords.
Right. You said written directed by half of the Flight
no,
of the Conchords.
No, it's half written. The film was technically kind of like, you know, they Christopher Guest
sort of.
Yeah, they had a structure, but they improved it.
But here's the thing that is so impressive, Ben.
What?
You don't have like IMDb up or anything right now, do you? Look at this.
Yeah.
You knew the guy I was thinking of, and I didn't think you would.
Because
here's
why I know. Well, I mean, I saw the movie fairly recently, but also Taika Waititi.
Well, he's great.
Taika Waititi has been tapped to direct the next Thor movie, Thor Ragnarok.
Oh, so well, I am back on board with that, man. Then, maybe.
He went from directing these indie New Zealand films to directing a big Hollywood Marvel movie.
You know, because I was really impressed by that. It was a really cool film. And I know that he's done a little bit more stuff since then that I want to see.
Yeah, there's a movie he directed with Sam Neill that's based on a book. I don't recall the name of it, but apparently it's supposed to be really good. All right.
And so yeah, but that's a great movie. It's a really good movie.
All right, so let's...
I'm happy.
But
oh, wait, we're not done yet,
no,
are we?
No, I was going to say, let's move on to the next one.
Yeah.
All right, so the next question, number four, was, if you are in a car traveling at an average of 75 miles an hour on a freeway, how long should you wait before you give in to the need to pee and just pull into a rest area? Now, my answer was, if you feel the urge to urinate, you should do so immediately, as holding it in will cause problems.
Yes.
What was your answer?
My answer was, I think this is directed at me specifically. Because I once locked myself out of my car while I was peeing.
But having a spare car key in your pocket.
I don't think I ever put an official... Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
I don't think I had an official answer.
So this one...
I think what I said was... Jennifer's just making fun of me.
Okay.
This question.
All right. So this one, I actually do not have a proper answer for this one because I could not find an authoritative source...
On how long you can hold your pee?
On whether or not consistently holding it in causes problems. Now, I gotta give a shout out to the Huffington Post's SEO team, because every time I Googled something, gosh darn it, the first hit was always the Huff Post, and I got kind of annoyed.
Interesting.
And I wasn't going to take an article from the Huffington Post as gospel. And there were women's health and men's health links, but those are so betrodden with ads and other things that just reading these articles was annoying. And I couldn't I couldn't find just a simple like, here's a hospital website that says definitively from a doctor, yes, holding it in will give you a bladder infection.
Are you familiar with Tycho Brahe?
Tycho Brahe, what's his last name? He's the dude with the silver or the gold nose.
Do you remember? Yeah, do you remember how he died?
Did he die from a bladder infection?
He died apparently because he did not get up to go to the bathroom while at dinner, and his bladder exploded.
Oof. That sounds like the end result of a whole bunch of other issues as well.
Yeah, that is probably not the only problem that he had.
Yeah, as our friend Stephen McCandless says, when he was working at a time, when he was working as an EMT, there is never just one thing wrong with somebody.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. That is a very, very good point. Now there's another person who I put a call out for questions. Who didn't answer any or ask us any questions. It's too bad, too, because he is a very interesting fellow. Here's my question. Did you ask on your Facebook?
I did.
Also?
I didn't until just recently, because I didn't want to I didn't want my signal to noise ratio today to be really big, because I'm still trying to get enough people to play softball this Saturday.
That's right. Hey, if you're in the Seattle area. And it's on Saturday, is that right?
It's on Saturday, yeah.
And you want to play softball on Saturday, why not give Ben a call? They might get this before Saturday.
They might get it. So I did write it down. I said, I basically just said the same thing I said on Twitter. But I didn't link to your Twitter account. And three people liked my status: Rick Miller, Steven, and Mike Gilson. But they didn't. Nobody has submitted any questions.
Gilson.
Gilson. The same thing.
Just want to let you know.
Yeah.
The trumpet cake question watch. So far, no questions.
Okay. Well, we still have some time to kill. So let's move on. Four. Yep. I'm saying. 1 point for us. I'm gonna give us that point. I still think you should find the next rest stop when you feel the urge to pee, because not for any health reason.
I mean, it could just distract you, right?
Yeah, and not for any health reason, but you don't know when the next time you're going to have a chance to use the restroom is going to be.
Well, that, and also, hey, you know, treat yourself. Why not be comfortable?
Yeah, exactly. All right.
Is it so important that you get there on time?
And the final question.
And if so, you should have left a little early.
Exactly.
How about that?
The final question, number five. Where is Perth? Now, this was kind of split because we both knew it was in Australia.
Yes.
And I said it was in northwest Australia, but I was wrong. Perth is actually in southwest Australia.
Well, you got the west part right. Say we get 75% of that question correct.
Now, there is also a Perth in the state of Washington.
Oh,
I just now looked this up. There is a Perth, Washington.
I think that's... I wonder if there's a Perth, Illinois.
Wait a minute. Hang on.
There's a Cairo, Illinois.
Perth, Washington. Now...
Wait, are you looking stuff up, Ben?
Well, hang on. I just looked up Perth. I'm allowed to look up Perth.
Oh, you're not allowed to look up Perth. Ben, what are you doing?
I wasn't allowed to look it up
week. I was actually thinking about this, Ben.
I'm allowed to look it up this week. Now, this...
Oh, yeah, yeah. There was an idea I had that I wanted to float by you.
Okay,
where you can actually... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Before you say that, I just want to clarify my Perth, Washington comment. I just did a quick Google search for Perth, and it said Perth, WA. Now, that doesn't mean there's a Perth in Washington State. That means Western Australia. So, check or disregard.
Oh, wait a second. How do we know that Seattle isn't in Western Australia then?
Yeah.
Ben.
That'd be great.
Ben, hold on. Oh.
Oh, my gosh. That would be something.
All right. So, what was your, all right, what was your idea?
So, I have two ideas. One is that I call Betty in here, and she asks questions, and then we answer them, which I'm sure you're not a big fan of.
We'll wait
of.
For that.
The other thing I was thinking about is that if you want, we could turn Ben and Paul Get It Wrong into, whenever there aren't any questions, into a game show of one where you ask me questions, and I have to answer them.
Well, here's another idea that I had earlier today when I thought that maybe we wouldn't have any questions. Now, I was thinking...
We know you too well, listeners.
I was thinking...
With your not writing questions.
That what we could do is I can type into Google, what is, and we have to answer the first autofill question.
All right, I love it.
And because...
This is a segment that we call Autofill Roulette.
So we can do what is, who are, and how does. How does that sound?
Yes.
Any other question?
Okay, so let's see. What is?
What is?
That'll be the first one.
Yeah.
Who
are?
Who is?
Who is? Okay.
Why
does?
Why does? How come?
Right. Okay, wait. Why does, how come?
And let's see.
What, who, why? Wait, what are the who, what, when? When is?
When did?
Okay, that's.
Yeah, and there we go.
There we go. All right. First question. I'm just going to type this into Google and.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Do we already have where is?
We don't have where is.
Let's do where is also.
Where is. Now, Here's the thing I don't know. I don't know if the algorithms in Google are going to autofill based on my Google searches or based on like what is popular, but we'll find out.
We'll find out, yeah.
Okay, first is what is? What is? The first hit is, what is my IP? Which
okay, Ben, I'm going to guess that your IP is... let's see, 62.128.0.0, or is it 128.62.0.0? It's one of those two.
Yeah, I think it's 62.128.0.1 is what you're thinking. Oh,
okay.
Of.
Well,
or no, 192. Maybe so. Okay, no, 192.168.0.1. That's your like router. Your router main
192.168.0.1.
Yeah.
Yeah,
something like that.
That's what we're gonna say. That's that answer. All right.
So the next
Ben, after we're done, you're gonna have to check what your IP is. All
right. The next one down is what is Pokemon Go?
Oh, okay. I know this one.
Take it.
Pokemon Go is a app. I can't think of the name of the people that make it, but there used to be another game that they created called Ingress.
Can I interrupt you?
And what Ingress was...
I think I know the name of the company. Yeah. Is it Niantic?
Yeah, please do. That sounds right.
Niantic? Yeah. Yeah.
I want to say that you're correct, Niantic. And what Ingress was a sort of a geocaching game.
Yeah.
Where people would put sites into the game, and then you had to defend them. And you had, there were two teams, a blue team and a green team. And I think one of them was called maybe the Enlightened, and the other one was something else. But you basically, it worked on a, like you were claiming areas, and you were protecting them and things like that. And they built these maps based on user generated content, basically.
Yeah.
Where people would mark, churches were a big thing. And pretty soon they got all of these locations with all of these markers on them. And eventually this company just overlaid onto these maps, Pokemon. And so you basically, it's sort of, they've sort of built on the success of Ingress, and they now, there's a way you go to these locations and you collect Pokemon by flicking balls at them.
Yeah.
And that's how you collect them.
I'm gonna agree with you and simplify your answer. Pokemon Go is an augmented reality game where you find and collect Pokemon.
Hey, Ben, I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
When the explosion happened, you know, the Pokemon Go explosion where everybody kind of wanted to use them, did you have any stops that were near where you lived, and did you not know what people were doing there at first?
Yes and no. There were stops, not near where I live, but near Annex, but I did know what was going on. I had heard of the game before I ran into a bunch of before I ran into a group of people.
See, I had one experience where I saw a gang of youths walking around like at midnight, and I didn't know what they were up to, and then I was like, "Y'all looking for Pokemon?" And they were like, "Yeah." So that happened. But then I had forgotten about it because of I didn't think about this being a way people would use it, because all these kids were walking around, right?
Right.
Started seeing people on my street driving up to a certain point and then stopping. And that was because they didn't want to walk around. Which I thought was incredibly Midwestern.
Right, right.
Midwest, we drive, you know, pretty much everywhere because everything is far away. And so these folks decided that they would get in their car and drive around catching Pokemon, which, you know, kind of defeats the purpose if you ask me.
So
so there we go. We're doing good so far. I think we're doing
well. we'll just go through the rest of the what is questions. There's six of them. We probably won't go through all six of the why does, how come, when did. We'll leave those for other weeks. I don't want to like run out of these. So the next what is what is HPV?
What is HPV? Is that the sexually transmitted disease?
I know the V stands for virus, but I am unsure of what the H and the P are.
Yeah, I think, and I'm not positive about this, but I think it's a form of genital warts that young women are supposed to get.
They're supposed to get?
There's a controversy because I think high schools are like recommending that they get a shot for it.
Yeah.
Like that it's part of their required immunizations.
Yeah. And that's controversial because it admits or acknowledges that teenage girls have sex.
Well, that, but and then some other people, of course, think that there are bad side effects from it. And the question is, of course, it's a sort of a chicken and the egg argument.
Yeah.
Are there really bad side effects, or is this a way for people to... But, I don't know.
I don't know about the side effects, but I want to say that.
Well, no, and here's what I will qualify with that, right?
Yeah.
Back when I was on Facebook, there was someone who was complaining that their daughter had to get one of these.
Yeah.
And they said that they didn't want her to have to do it because of all these medical problems that were associated with it.
Okay.
Now, as you and I both know, that does not mean that there are any medical problems associated with it.
Right.
It just means that there was someone complaining about it.
Yeah.
And I don't think you know this person.
Probably. Maybe not.
But.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
because it's not someone that I knew. It was a friend of a friend.
Yeah.
And I don't think you're friends with
them. I could be wrong, but I thought that I remembered the controversy surrounding the immunization was mostly focused on abstinence-only education areas where they don't even give out condoms because to teenagers in high school because it encourages kids to have sex. Same with the immunization. Why, you know, if you're getting immunized against an STD, that tells a certain subset of parents that gives their daughter permission to have sex because she now has the immunization against a one specific type of STD that she could possibly get.
Now, the one other thing I will say is that I want to say that it was supposed to have, like, one other benefit. Like, the immunization not only protected from this virus, but it did something else. And I can't remember what the thing it did was.
That's
so
possible.
If you, when you do your lookup, if you can run into that, let me know.
All right.
What it might be.
So, the next what is Harambe?
Oh, easy. Harambe is the gorilla from the Cincinnati Zoo who was shot after he grabbed a kid who was in his enclosure.
Yeah, the kid fell into his enclosure in the Cincinnati Zoo. Harambe grabbed the kid. The child, I believe, at the time was unconscious. And
No, the child was not unconscious.
Right. Then maybe this is another child in a gorilla enclosure instance I'm thinking of. But the gorilla did roughhouse this kid, pulled it around from one point in the enclosure to another, and then had a sort of protective stance. At least some people said it did, but the gorilla was shot because it was assumed to be a threat.
Yeah, right. And one thing I will say about it is that I saw the video.
Yeah.
And I saw a couple of different videos. One of them was edited. It was a short clip. And I didn't see how the young child got pulled.
You did not see
that. And when I did, it was like, woo, okay, yeah. I can see how that would be scary. But after that, there's this thing where the child actually puts his hand out and touches Harambe's arm. Harambe doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
You know, he just sort of stands there. And that, to me, was, like, I don't remember a lot of when I was a kid, but I have to think that that moment of touching Harambe's arm has got to stick with him.
Yeah.
And the other thing I thought about this, I don't think I've talked about this. I might have, but I don't think I have.
Yeah, we've talked about this event in the past.
Yeah, just what an incredible experience that was for that young man. You know, it's not that hardly anyone has ever been through that situation.
Right.
Again, same thing with the guy who shot Harambe. You know, how weird is that for him? And the mom, how weird is that for her? You know, it's an extraordinary event.
It's an extraordinary and tragic event for everybody involved. All right.
Exactly. And
yeah.
Yep.
Okay, our final question.
That's all.
And this is a bit more.
Oh, we have.
We have one more.
Okay.
What is science?
What is science? Okay. Well, Ben, I think you're going to go with me on this one. Science is a methodology for figuring out questions that you have about the world around you. And the basic, and I'm not going to get them exactly right, but the basic tenets of science are this. You have an idea that is testable, right? So you come up with a testable idea, and then you test it, and then you share your results. That's the basis of science.
Not only is it just testable, but it's reproducible.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. Reproducible. And something, I believe this was Neil deGrasse Tyson, or it could have been just a friend of mine said that Neil deGrasse Tyson said it, that the other important thing is that what you try to do is prove something that you think is true isn't. No, wait, hold on. Or prove, what you want to do is try to prove something opposite of what your assumptions. You, like, if you think something's true, then you try to prove that it isn't.
You disprove it.
And you really try. That's the thing.
Yeah.
You really try to disprove something that you think is true, or you... I think that's just good practice. It's not actually part of science. Or you try to prove something that you think isn't true.
I'm going to try to distill all this down into one small, simplistic sentence. And I'm going to say science is the exploration of the natural world.
I would say this. Science is the methodical exploration of the natural world. Methodical is important because the big thing about science is that it's not just... I mean, because otherwise, art, poetry, all that gets into it. Science is... There's a structure applied to it.
Right.
That's annoying. But necessary. That's why being a scientist is hard, because it's boring, lots of parts of it. Because you have to be a stickler for rules.
Right.
In order for science to work.
So,
And
here's
my time is, sorry, excuse me one second. My time as a psychology student.
Yeah.
Has shown me that at least at the beginning levels, maybe as you get better as a scientist, this goes away. but people just cannot get over the need to prove themselves right. It's very difficult for people to accept that they were incorrect with something. And that's too bad, Ben.
So here's what I'm going to say. Let's actually, because we have some time left, let's go through our answers and see how right we were this week.
Wait, you want to do it now?
Yeah, let's do it now.
Okay, well.
All right.
All right. Yeah, that way it's self-contained and there's no reason for anyone to listen to the next episode. Why should they?
The first question was, what is my IP? And I'm actually not going to say what my IP is on this, but
it's different.
Rest assured, it is different.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Can you look up what the general IP address is? The basic yeah. IP address of a Linksys router.
Let's see. Where is that listed? I know it's on here somewhere. 10.0.1.46.
That's not mine. And what by mine I mean the one I'm thinking of.
We have a router that gives us a static IP. I wonder if I go into system prefs and I look at network and yeah.
What? Oh, okay. You know what?
My router.
I think you got it.
10.0.
The default Linksys is 192.168.1.1.
I was one off.
You were one off.
Yeah.
Ben, excellent work.
All right.
Okay.
Next question.
What's next?
What is Pokemon Go? We got that one right. It's an app.
Yeah. Suck it.
All right. Next question.
I don't know who I'm saying that to, but
what is,
you know.
What is HPV? Whoops.
Were we totally wrong?
No, I accidentally typed in what is my HPV.
Well, what is it, Ben? How's it going?
10.1.0. Right? Okay. What is HPV? HPV is short for human papillomavirus.
Hey, all right. We got
group
virus.
Group
right.
of more than all 150 right. related viruses. Each APV. This is from the CDC website. Each APV virus in this large group is given a number, which is called its HPV type. HPV is named for the warts some HPV types can cause. Some other HPV types can lead to cancer, especially cervical cancer. There are more than 40 HPV types that can infect the genital areas of males and females. But there are vaccines that can prevent infection with most common types of HPV. Now, we did go into the controversy surrounding these vaccines, but I'm not going to go into that. But we were generally right.
So we were generally right. Yeah, I'd give us a point on that.
Yeah. What is Harambe? We got that one right. Harambe was a male silverback gorilla at the Cincinnati Zoo. He was shot and killed when a small child managed to slip away from his mother and siblings to get into the exhibit where he fell. So we got that one right. And finally, what is science? Science is the intellectual and practical activity encompassing the systematic study of the structure and behavior of the physical and natural world through observation and experiment. I'm going to say we got that one right, too.
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah. That's good.
We weren't as precise as the Wikipedia definition, but, you know, otherwise, yeah, we did good.
And unfortunately, it looks like we have gotten to 10 minutes to the end and no question from Trumpet Cake.
And no more questions on the email. But if you want us to answer your questions, send them to benzemail@yahoo.com@gmail.com.
Okay, Ben. And now here's what I would say, okay? Yeah. The Yelling for Betty segment, which is now called A Question for Betty, we are going to pick one of the questions that we have just gone over and ask it to Betty.
Okay.
So I want you to think of the one to do while I...
Are you talking about one of the what is questions or one of the ones we answered last week?
One of the what is questions, I think.
Okay.
Just to be fair. Hey, Betty! Okay. So, yeah, we'll pick one of them and...
Hello!
Hey, buddy, come on in.
All right, so we're going to ask you one question.
Oh, my gosh, not again?
Yeah. Here,
well,
this is...
Well, can we...
Here.
Can I at least interact with... with you guys more this time?
Well, we've got about 10 minutes. Let's go with one question first, and we'll see how long that goes, all
okay.
Right? Okay, so, Ben, go ahead and ask Betty the question. Betty, it's called a question for Betty.
All right.
You have to answer this question.
Betty, can you hear me, Betty?
I can hear you.
Okay, here we go. My question for you is, what is Pokemon Go?
Okay, so Pokemon Go is basically something where you walk around carrying your phone and probably getting a more higher chance of getting hit by a bus. and then you just go and then you stop where everybody else is and you try to catch different Pokemans until you become the Pokemon Master at the end.
I'm gonna say you got that one right.
Okay, so all right, let's ask her another one.
Another one.
Yay.
Yeah.
All right.
Another one.
Betty, what is Harambe?
What is Harambe?
Oh no. Harambe, Betty, think. Who is Harambe?
A god?
Maybe so.
To some people.
Ben, Maybe now he has joined the pantheon of...
Who is Harambe? I literally can't think.
I'm going to tell you who Harambe is.
Who?
There was a gorilla.
A gorilla?
In the Cincinnati Zoo.
In Cincinnati Zoo.
Who got shot by the zookeepers. Because a small child fell into his enclosure, and they feared for the child's safety. And that gorilla's name was Harambe. Betty is just looking at me. She's got a small smile on her face. Her eyes are darting back and forth. And she is now lying down and... Betty, are you all right? What's going on?
I'm fine. It's just...
Sad?
What? Yes.
Is it sad?
Anything else?
Oh, my gosh. She's over it already, man.
All right. Well, one final question for Betty before we let her go.
One final question. Here we go.
Okay. How about Dad asks it?
All right, Dad, ask the final question.
Paul's my dad, by the way.
Yeah, I'm your dad. That's right. Okay, Ben, let me see if I can think of...
I was going to say the final question that we answered.
What is science?
Yes.
Science is basically magic in real life. You ever want to know how a TV show or a phone screen shows all of that weird color stuff? Science!
All right.
Well, okay, see you. Goodbye.
All
right, bye, Betty.
Science is magic in real life. I think we could not have put it any better.
That is great. Always good to talk to Betty. And now it's time to talk to the cat. It's the final thing. Hey, cat. Cat. Hey, cat. Hey, how's it going? Okay. No? All right. So the cat's not taking questions, apparently.
Oh, well.
Which is fine. Ben, I think this is an excellent second episode of Ben and Paul Get It Wrong. I think you hit upon the smart thing to do if nobody writes to us, which is
just Google questions.
Get random Google questions.
Yeah,
and then if Trumpet Cake does actually write to me, I'll let you know what he says. I mean, we could save it for next time, or I could just write to you about it.
No,
on Twitter.
No, let's. If he gives you a question, then let's save it for next time. But you have to promise not to think too hard about the question.
I promise I won't think too hard about
it.
Well, as much as I can not think too hard about it. All right. Thanks, Ben.
Yeah. Hey, good.
As always.
Good show. And I'll talk to you later.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. So. Oh, wait. Do I do the phone?
Oh, God.
I think I. Oh, nope.
Oh, it's a short one.